Good to see this number out tonight with your Bibles ready to study. And if you're visiting with us, we encourage you to get your Bible that you may study with us. I have no intention of belittling anything you might believe and yet have the obligation to preach the truth of God. In just a few moments, we'll be standing and singing the song that's been suggested. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready where you can confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. Or if you need to be restored to Christ, you've left and gone back into the world, we'd be glad to pray with and for you that you may be made right with God. In the Gospel of Luke, in the 4th chapter, I want to read 2 verses with you for the thought of our study, verses 28 and verses 29. Luke chapter 4, verses 28 and 29. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust Jesus out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill in which their city was built, that they may throw him down over the cliff. I've often wondered if people really realized just what an exciting person Christ really was. I fear that often they have the wrong view of Jesus and fail to realize that he was one of the most exciting people that have ever lived, not only in life, but in his public preaching. He just naturally drew the crowds. And in order to see how exciting Christ was in regard to his preaching, look what we just read in Luke 4, 28 and 29, and notice how excited the people got. They got so excited at his teaching that they were ready to kill him. I would say that he would rather got them excited, wouldn't you? That his preaching was that which got an attention. His preaching got their view so roused up that they were ready to put him to death. But what I'd like to talk to you about tonight is exciting sermons. And what I'd like for us to do is to think about the kind of preaching that is exciting. And what I'd like for us to observe is the kind of preaching that's exciting to an audience. First of all, I want to talk about gentle sermons. You know, there are some times when a preacher has finished his sermon and someone may say, well, that sermon was pleasant. That sermon was quiet. And that preacher really soothed my soul. I have been going through so many problems and so much trouble that when he opened the Word of God and read the Word of God, that it was the balm of Gilead to me. That it was like anointment to the wound of my heart. And that kind of sermon was needed for me. And that preacher never showed any excitement. It was just soothing to my heart. And then there's the other type. And from the gentle type of preaching, we see the type that really gets people all excited. These people at the day of Christ were excited, for he told them that the Gentiles would become children of God. And they were so excited, they were filled with wrath, and they rose up and put him out of the city and were wanting to put him to death. This is indeed what you would call an exciting sermon. But I want us to stop for just a moment and recognize there is a need today for both. There is a need for both types of sermons. Both of them can be exciting. Both of them can be helpful. First of all, there is the gentle type. And this is a type when people are discouraged, when hearts are broken, and when they need comfort. Open your Bible to the book of John and the 14th chapter, and you'll get an example of a sermon that Jesus gave as he's talking to his disciples. In John 14, Jesus gives the people a moment of gentle talk. Look at what he says beginning at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Notice the Lord at this time is talking gently because he knows he's about to go to the cross. He understands the sorrow that his apostles and disciples will feel. And so Jesus is giving them comforting words. You remember in John chapter 11, at the resurrection at the time of the death of Lazarus, The words that Jesus gave were comforting words to the people, Mary and Martha, at that particular time. And so there is a time when we need to preach sermons that comfort the afflicted. But there are also times we need to preach sermons that afflict the comfortable. And we need to preach the hard type of preaching, where you get right down and excite people by preaching to them about their sins. And I'll tell you, there's room for both types of sermons, and they both can be exciting lessons. But you know, I've had some people say, "Preacher, the times have changed." I've heard cries from people saying that today we don't need the plain, hard preaching against sin anymore. And I've heard so often to hear people cry that times have changed. There's no need for hard, plain preaching. It seems like some just do not want to be disturbed, and thus they fail to see the need for this type of preaching. But I want to raise a question to you. Have times really changed? You know, there are some questions we ought to ask about this serious statement. Has the devil changed? Has the devil quit trying to deceive men? Has the devil given up his work of trying to bring others into eternal damnation? I want to know, has the thief all of a sudden become honest? Are there no longer anybody who's out there trying to steal and trying to take away that which is not theirs? Has the miser or the greedy man become generous? If all of a sudden, has he decided that he's not going to be a greedy individual anymore? And I want to know, is there no evil in the world? Has fornication and adultery and homosexuality, all of that stopped? I want to know tonight, is there no problem of division in the local church? Are there no false teachers in our midst, as Paul said would arise in Ephesus in Acts chapter 20? So the question I have tonight is that kind of preaching outdated? Is it outdated to get up and tell people they need to repent of their sin, they need to make their life right with God, and that if they don't make their life right with God, they stand condemned? I've often thought about another question. Do we see the need for that type of preaching today? Now, surely we can see the need for sermons that will storm the will and excite people. That would excite some to even become angry if necessary to get them to see the error of their ways. Open your Bible, if you will, to the book of Acts at the second chapter. And notice in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost with the other 11, that in Acts chapter 2, he says to him in verse 36, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." He pointed out their sin. And you know, tonight, if a preacher points out sin, a lot of people say, that's not needed. What you need to do is just get up there and preach in a way that nobody is offended. Now, let me say, I do not believe that a preacher ought to come across as arrogant, condescending, high-minded, and haughty. But I'll tell you, my friend, if a preacher does not preach what the Bible reveals, then he's not worth his salt, much worth a salary. And if an individual gets wrong and angry over truth, then, my friend, then you need to go back and see what happened in Acts 7 when Stephen preached. When Stephen preached, they became so angry, they put him to death. But sermons like Stephen's preached to excite the people, to get them to see the sin of their way. You know what I'm fearful of today? You know what's happened? We've left that kind of preaching behind. Sometimes I'll go and I'll hear gospel meeting and I'll hear preaching, and sometimes all I hear is a motivational talk with a story, and that's all it is. And I'll tell you something, the day that gospel preaching's outdated is the day that man has exceeded what he is supposed to see in God's Word. God's Word is never outdated. God's Word is relevant today as it was the day it was written. And I want us to understand tonight that it is the responsibility of a preacher to preach both the gentle sermon and the exciting sermon. There is a time for comforting. There is a time to help with problems with the home and with the sick and with death.
But I'll tell you, my friend, there's also the responsibility of preaching to individuals to get their life right with God. So when I think about the responsibility of preaching, it's a very serious responsibility that falls upon the shoulder of the man that preaches the Word of God. He must preach to excite people. And you know what, my friend? He must not be bought off. We must not let money keep him from preaching to excite people. The day that a preacher is more concerned about his job than he is the truth is a day he probably needs to get out of preaching. The day that we're fearful of what the elders will say, well, we didn't like that, so we're going to let you go, and it's because you preach the truth or because the members are having an uprising. I'll tell you, my friend, that is a day that you need to step out of the pulpit. You can't allow your livelihood to keep you from preaching the truth. Secondly, he must not let people keep him from preaching both types. Sometimes the sound, brethren, will mark you as soft if you preach to comfort or if you bring tears to your eyes. I remember a man one time when he was preaching in Dixon County, tears just flowed down from his eyes, and some of them came around and said he was a soft preacher. I'll tell you, my friend, that man was weeping over the sins of others. He wasn't soft. He was hurt that people didn't care about the gospel. And I'll tell you that when an individual looks out and is more concerned about the souls of the people in the pew than they are their own souls, that is a sad moment indeed. But that is not making soft. We must preach regardless of what men say to try to stir them up to obedience to God's Word. But that brings up another thought. Preachers make mistakes. Sometimes it's hard to balance our preaching. And sometimes, if you're not careful, you'll go from trying to comfort to trying to excite, and sometimes our balance is off. But I'll tell you, many times the mistakes can be made by brethren in judging preachers. Great mistakes have been made about judging Jesus in regard to His preaching. Some have made it sound like Jesus only preached soft sermons. They go to Matthew chapter 5 and they read the Sermon on the Mount and they'll say He was gentle and kind and all He talked about was blessed is the man who mourned. Blessed is the individual that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. And they just say He's gentle. Have you ever read Matthew 23? Matthew 23, He's not very gentle. He says, woe to you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. He calls them out on the carpet. And I'll tell you, my friend, if they had just heard Him deliver one and judged Him by one sermon, they were wrong. One must be careful in judging the man doing the preaching. He must preach what he feels will excite the individual, that will stir him up to obedience, or will give the one who is trying to live right, who is being burdened down with the cares of the world, to have comfort. The greatest blessing to our society is to preach to the needs of man. You know, it's funny. I've been called a liberal. I've been called an anti. I've been called everything under the sun. I've been called from one extreme to the other. And then I remember what Paul said. He said, it's a small thing to be judged by you. The important thing is I'm going to be judged by God. And when I preach the gospel of Christ, I take that seriously. There's a lot of things I joke with and cut up with, but when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, I am of the utmost serious about it because, my friend, souls are at stake. People are hurting that need to be encouraged. People are also comfortable that need to get out of that comfort zone and see their need to come to Christ. And I'll tell you, what we need to do is be preaching to the needs of the people. That's a responsibility of a preacher. And God help me to always stand for the truth. And God help us all to be people that want preaching that will afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, our prayer is that the sermon would have stirred you up, that even if it made you mad, that you would want to talk to us about what it is that the Bible says so that we can come to a better understanding of God's Word and that we can be made right with God and that one day we can see God as together we stand and sing.